Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Welcome back here to Live Now from Fox. We're almost at the bottom of the hour. I'm Andrew Kraft. I want to get into more of these top headlines here. I want to show you this shot there of downtown Charlotte, North Carolina. That community reeling tonight in what has been a horrible and tragic day for law enforcement. We're now learning that a fourth law enforcement officer succumbed to their injuries tonight. That is the latest update that we have here. I want to put up some of these tweets that confirm it. Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department News says this: Officer Joshua Iyer has passed away tonight from his injuries after being shot in the line of duty this afternoon while assisting other officers with the apprehension of a suspect. Officer Iyer faithfully served the CMPD's North Tryon Division for 6 years. And you see there, end of watch for Officer Iyer. Remember earlier, as we've been recounting this story and letting you know this story, we brought you the news that three officers on a U.S. Marshals task force serving a warrant for a felon wanted for possessing a firearm were killed. We now know that a fourth officer injured in this succumbed to their injuries. Mayor Vi Lyles of Charlotte says this: we're deeply saddened by the tragic loss of Joshua Michael Iyer, who was a loved member of our city family, who dedicated his life to serving our community. My heart breaks for his loved ones, CMPD, and the entire city of Charlotte during this incredibly difficult time here. Let's get a rundown as well very soon here. Oh, Mayor Lyles, going on to say, I ask that all Charlottians join me in uplifting the grieving families, CMPD, and our entire law enforcement community here. So we're going to get a rundown and an update and a summary of how this all transpired today. But as we are now at the bottom of the hour here, 7:30 on the West Coast, 10:30 there in Charlotte, North Carolina, that is the breaking news we are bringing you right now, that a fourth law enforcement officer who responded to this today has succumbed to their injuries. We also know the president was briefed on the shooting as well in North Carolina, in which these multiple law enforcement officers were killed. He also spoke to Governor Roy Cooper on the phone. He expressed his condolences and support for the community. The White House also says, in addition, senior White House officials are in touch with federal, state, and local officials. Fox News correspondent Bill Malugin says this: four members of law enforcement have now died as a result of a shootout with armed suspects while serving a fugitive warrant in Charlotte today. RIP sadly has to be one of the deadliest days for law enforcement cities history there. We also know President Biden will be traveling to Wilmington, North Carolina on Thursday. No doubt he'll be meeting, most likely, and speaking with some of the law enforcement officers who were involved in this horrible, tragic, tragic incident today. Let's get you up to speed on this story.
Tragedy unfolding in North Carolina on Monday after three law enforcement officers were shot and killed while serving a warrant at a home in Charlotte. Investigators say the officers were part of a U.S. Marshals task force. They were first shot at as they approached the property. Police returned fire, shooting and killing a man in the front yard, the same one officers were there for, wanted for felony firearm possession.
We have confirmed that the individual that was set up, that we were serving the warrant on, was the individual who fired the initial shots.
Then more gunfire from inside the home. A three-hour standoff ensued.
Stepped outside my door, police were running by, and then ambulance started coming in, and they were just going everywhere.
Four Charlotte Mecklenburg officers who responded were also shot while trying to rescue their wounded comrades. One currently hospitalized in critical condition. Another member of the task force also wounded during the shootout.
We heard about over 100 gunshots. It sounded like World War III.
Ultimately, a SWAT team arrived on scene, using an armored vehicle to crash into the home. Inside, a woman and a 17-year-old male were taken into custody. Police say a high-powered rifle was found inside that home. Law enforcement tonight grieving the lives that were lost.
Today's an absolute tragic day for the city of Charlotte and for the profession of law enforcement. Today we lost some heroes that are out to just simply trying to keep our community safe.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Kevin, thanks so much. So you can't even imagine what this community is going through right now. We also learned the officers were first shot at by the wanted suspect as they approached the suburban home there in Charlotte. They killed him in the front yard. A second person then fired on officers from inside of the home where a high-powered rifle was found. A woman and a 17-year-old male were found in the home after a three-hour standoff that included armored vehicles crashing into the suburban home in this tree-lined neighborhood.
All right, welcome back on this Wednesday. Brother Drew sent me an email early on Tuesday morning bringing this to my attention. I had not heard it come out of Charlotte yet. And then upon further investigation, it was pretty clear why it did not come out. Why you're not hearing as much about it as you probably would like to be hearing. So I think that any time that you hear four police officers have now lost their lives, it's pretty important and it should be national news all over the country. These are the people that go out of their way to accept a job to protect and serve the people of the country. So if any of them lose their lives, this should be a national story. However, why it is not, the Charlottesville cop killer was identified as 39-year-old Terry Hughes Jr. He shot eight law enforcement officers on Monday, killing four, injuring four others with the assistance of two other people inside. Why you don't hear about it is because he's a black male. That's pretty much it. Why it is unimportant for mainstream media to report this is because he is a black male suspect that fired on police officers, and that pretty much goes against everything that the left wants you to see. So mainstream media will run a quick story on it, and I think it was Cat Turd. Potentially, I saw a tweet from him where he had said, "You know, this is the Charlottesville shooter, and this story will disappear in 4, 3, 2." There we are. These are real people, real lives that have been lost, families that are now shattered. Their loved one is never coming back home. They're never going to get a chance to see them, hug them again. Yeah, and if they're Christian and they follow the way, then they will see them later in life, in the next life. But as far as in this life that they have to finish out first, you won't see them again. You know, and all they did was, as the police chief said, they were there to serve a warrant to protect and keep the community that they live in safe. So they were doing their job. There's nothing here that's out of order. There's nothing that the cops did wrong. They just showed up to serve a warrant and lost their lives because of it. Again, you're not hearing this on mainstream media simply because the guy that shot the police officers was black. Otherwise, the story would be all over the place. If it's a crazy white guy with a gun, oh yeah, that's perfect. But since it's a black guy with a gun, not so much. So, my blessings to their families, to all the officers' families, people that have lost lives. You know, prayers for all of them, their wives, their children, you know, all the people that are hurt the most, that they will not be returning home. You know, my brother-in-law is a police officer. And he was just involved in a shooting in Fort Lauderdale and was on 2-week paid leave pending investigation, and they got cleared. But I saw the video, the camera footage of him and some crazy guy in a hotel, and he's standing right there with three other police officers. His buddy next to him got hit, and they're just firing through the door. And, you know, it takes a special person to go walk into a situation like that. You don't know the outcome, and there are many times that this is the outcome, that the police officer loses their lives to try to protect and keep all of us that aren't willing to do that job, to keep us safe from the crazy people out there. So, you know, God bless all of them and their families, and it's upsetting to hear. And Farmer Drew, being a retired police officer, and a formal and a veteran as well. I think it has greater impact on people that have served because they are part of that brotherhood and they understand more than people from the outside do. All right. Something else I would say equally is important. I'm struggling to speak today because of this stupid chest cold. It kind of crept up on me and the stuff that I've been spitting out has been hellacious. It's bad when it's, when you don't smoke and what's coming out of your chest is that dark brown. You just know that it ain't no good. Your chest is not happy with you right now. Well, that's where I'm at. But, I also wanted to play this, that there's been some live coverage that's been going on that's important for everybody to hear. This is something that we have spoke about in the past and something that we have to pay attention to because this is for the survival of this country. This is probably one of the top issues that all of us should be paying attention to. Here it is.
I'm Reggie Littlejohn, co-founder of the 70 Coalition and founder of the Anti-Globalist International Organization. The two treaties that are going to be voted on in May 27th of this year, just a few weeks from now, are the greatest threat to freedom that the world has ever faced. Public health is being used as a tool for total control. This is not a public health issue. It's an instrument to introduce Chinese-style totalitarianism to the United States and to the world. Now, the international health regulations, if the WHO gets what it wants, they will be able to mandate vaccines, mandate masks, mandate lockdowns, and mandate quarantines in the United States and all over the world. Also, they will be able to mandate that the governments of the world surveil and censor their citizens, no doubt through mandatory digital IDs, which can be used as the basis of a China social credit system style rule of totalitarian control.
Thank you all. I'm pleased to stand with my colleagues and other friends and great patriots that are interested in the sovereignty of America. And don't be distracted at this moment. Don't you be distracted. Let's not America be distracted by what's happening in this building or what's about to happen in this building behind us. As bad as that is, and it's bad, but as bad as that is, we can do two things at once. We can pay attention to the other things that are happening around the globe and in this country. And as we speak, President Biden is planning to cede the sovereignty of the United States of America to the internationalists and the World Health Organization, the ability to decide between you and your doctor what medicine you take or do not take, whether you wear a mask or not, whether you leave your home, and where you go is all potentially being ceded by this president of the United States based on a signature, subverting and disregarding the Constitution of the United States, bypassing the Senate, saying it's not a treaty, doing the exact same thing that President Obama did with the Iran nuclear deal. That was bad now, then, and it's a precursor. It's a warning of what might happen very, very soon. So we're gathered here today to make sure that you're all aware of what we're all aware of, that we're awake, and that we make sure that President Biden is not allowed to just sign on our behalf, and that the Senate rejects any attempt by the World Health Organization to take away our individual medical freedom, our individual choices, our choices to move about our country, our community, our homes as we please. That is literally what is at stake right now. And then be forced to pay for it without even knowing what the bill is. It is unacceptable. The fact that we even have to have this press conference is breathtaking. But every single day you wake up and you say to yourself, well, what more can it be? I can't believe what just happened. They can't do anything else. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as bad as it is, and as bad as it is in dealing with this government taking away our rights every single day, just imagine how difficult it's going to be to drag our rights back away from some international organization of bureaucrats that aren't even elected, that don't care about America, don't care about our Constitution.
Now, we had talked about this in the past, and the voting is finally coming up about 4 weeks out. It's 27th of May. Today is, today's the 1st. Yeah, so just shy of 4 weeks out from today, they're going to bring this to the Senate. And potentially, Biden is going to just give away our sovereignty to the World Health Organization. They are right with what they say. During COVID, the World Health Organization wanted to lock everybody down. They wanted to make all the calls for how we reacted in this world, how everybody reacted to this new supposed threat. They wanted everybody to wear masks, everybody to be vaccinated. They wanted you not only to have a vaccination card, which shows all the vaccines that you have had, but yes, they wanted you to also have a digital passport ID where they could track you down and they know who you are. All of your information would be attached to that ID. All of us that value freedom and value our privacy do not want that. The World Health Organization, people that we don't even know who they are. You don't know anything about half of them there. You only know a little bit about the people that are on the top. We're having these people trying to make decisions for what we should do here at home. When did we become such a weak country that we can't make those decisions for ourselves? When did we get to a point where we don't have the smartest people in the world here making those types of decisions for us? And not forced. This is what we think should be done. If you want to, fine. If you don't want to, that's fine also. But this is what would potentially should be done. This is dangerous because you're just going to hand America over on a silver platter. And as far as the bill goes, yes, there is no real number attached to any of this. So what is the end result? $1 trillion, $2 trillion, $5 trillion a year, $10 trillion? I mean, what are we going to float the bill for? Because any other, if you ever notice that anything else that we are involved in, any type of any type of organization that we're involved in or any type of something where all these countries are unified under it, who floats the bill? Of course we do. Why are we always the ones to float the bill? So you know we're going to float this bill. As bad as it is for us, and we don't have any money as taxpayers as it is, now you want us to pay for something else that, here, we're going to give the country away to you. You're going to be in charge of us, and we're going to just give you endless amounts of money. How stupid does that sound to anybody? I mean, it surely sounds stupid to me. I would hope that it sounds equally as stupid to you, that they're just going to give away the United States. May 27th, we had talked about this. I had done episodes on this a year ago. I remember, distinctly remember sitting down and talking about this, and it was a year out, and we had plenty of time. With everything going on, it does get put on the back burner because it's so far out and you're kind of dealing with what's the immediate threat at the moment, but it has now arrived. We are 4 weeks out. This is the time to call your congressmen and women. This is the time to tell the people in the Senate, look, you guys want to piss everybody off? You better stop that one. Biden does not have that power. You want to try to point people out as dictators, this would be the moment to show people who a true dictator is. Biden gets to decide for the entire United States without voting or anything, without having both sides agree on anything, that he's just going to hand us over to an organization. We are no longer the United States. We are under the rule of the WHO, and whatever they say goes. Our representatives need to step up. They need a good kick in the pants because most of them are afraid to step up. So we need to motivate them by calling them and being all over them to make sure that this doesn't happen. It's amazing that we even have to have this conversation. As he said, it was breathtaking that they had to do that. It's amazing that I even have to waste any time talking about this when I should be talking about everything that's going on in the Trump trial and how treasonous everything that is. But instead, I think that this is definitively more important because Trump is going to, whatever's going to happen with that is going to end up happening at the end of the day. And ultimately, I believe he's going to beat pretty much everything and hopefully get elected. And then he can laugh at him as he pardons himself from anything else. But handing us over before that happens to the WHO, can you imagine what the election is going to be like? You think that there might be some things put in place where all of a sudden you can't go out and vote again? Where you got to vote from home, you can't go out, you got to wear masks, oh my God, this new strand of the monkeypox is coming out and you guys are screwed. So you're going to do exactly what we tell you to do. Everybody's going to go get a shot, everybody's going to wear a mask, everybody's going to stay in their house. In America, you're going to change your voting laws where people can just vote on the computer from now on and they don't even have to go anywhere. So it's a lot easier for the Democrats to win.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.